from KQED. Hundreds of people gathered in the Baylands Nature Preserve on Sunday to celebrate the grand opening of Palo Alto's new eco center and the preservation of the whimsical boat-shaped building. It was built in 1941, but has been sitting vacant for more than two decades. Every day, tides flooded the building up to the second floor. Nonetheless, when the city of Palo Alto offered it to the group Environmental Volunteers for $1 annual rent, director Alan Berkowitz took on the challenge.
With immense pride and joy, we rededicate this wonderful Burge and David Clark building and we rename it the Environmental Volunteers Eco Center.
The new Ecology Education Center is a lesson in itself about sustainability. The green construction features solar panels, natural ventilation, and recycled building materials. The carpet is made from plastic bottles, the desktops from recycled compressed paper. Outside, visitors are birdwatching, hiking, and learning about saltwater plant adaptations. Inside, new touchscreen exhibits teach kids about the earth, sea, sky, and environmental change. Sister and brother Ogechi and Chimaze Elias race their virtual ships around the globe in a geography game.
Which is the farthest north?
Mexico.
See, you got it right.
The project completes a missing section of the 400-mile San Francisco Bay Trail. The bike path runs right past the Eco Center, while the pedestrian path actually goes up onto the bayside deck of the building. For KQED News, I'm Liz Reed.